This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. AMVAC is prepared to replace dicamba in 2025. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Among the weeds that farmers can deal with, grasses can be tough to manage. New this year to AMVAC's lineup was Zalo Herbicide, which specializes in taking care of those weeds. Wen Carter, marketing manager with AMVAC, said Zalo can enhance a glufosinate-based program.
So Zalo is new for us for 2024. Zalo is a soybean, cotton, and canola herbicide, and it's a combination of glufosinate and quizalofop. So what we're really seeing is if growers are using a glufosinate-based program and they're struggling to control some grass weeds, or if they're not able to get into the field timely and those grass weeds get a little bigger, Zalo is performing excellent on controlling annual grasses and some larger to control grasses if you weren't able to be at that 2 to 3 inch weed stage.
Dicamba will no longer be an option for producers starting next year, but Carter said that Zalo can be an excellent substitute for certain growers.
So Zalo is an excellent choice to replace dicamba with if you have a glufosinate tolerant soybean. So we're really trying to get our growers prepared and ahead of that. Choose your seed traits wisely because dicamba won't be an option. So if you need to switch to a Liberty Link bean, now's the time to do so. And then go ahead and plan for that herbicide program featuring Zalo.
Carter added that Zalo also makes a great rotational tool for farmers in order to delay herbicide resistance in weeds.
We know there's glyphosate resistance out there. We know there's auxin resistance out there. And Zalo is a great option to rotate chemistry to so that you can further delay that resistance. Just like we talked about with Index and BioWake Prime, utilizing multiple modes of action is a great way to keep efficacy in what you do have, right? More tools in the toolbox, the better.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.